Hello and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have a full crew. I've got Sharpie, Steve, Lauren, and Chris. Hello, everyone.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy, Sharpie. I love
How's
my
it
weekly
going?
Howdy. It's going. It's going really well.
Good to hear.
Yeah. Hey, did I tell everybody I won big in the Powerball?
What'd you win?
How big did you win, Lauren?
And I'm not sure how I'm going to spend it. I think I might go to Disney World. I won $4.
Wow. $4. Wow.
$4. It was a big day for me.
That's not even enough for like a Mickey bar.
Or you could maybe get what? Yeah, you could get part of a Mickey bar.
Big time.
Fluffy.
Steve and the other two ladies in the office and I, we did a four-way split on the lottery thing. And we cashed in on $8. So we must have hit something twice. Yeah. Oh,
so did
Steve.
You buy more tickets?
We did.
For the $1 billion drawing?
We did.
I can't wait to lose that.
Yeah.
Can't wait to donate my other $10 towards that.
Yes.
And when I win, I'll thank you.
You're welcome. I would like my $10 back if you win.
Don't,
you know what?
Forget
it's
all
a deal.
The little people, Lisa.
Wait,
don't forget
Lisa.
All of us little people.
I would so take care of you and any children you wanted to adopt.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.
Hey, can he adopt mine?
Can he adopt me?
All right, you guys.
I just want a postcard.
No kid's older than me, right, Lisa?
Seriously. All right. Well, let's get going. Today we're going to do a little bit of news, and we're going to have a couple other shows to follow, and we'll get into some more Disney goodness. But we're going to start this off with Lauren and a little bit of news.
So, over in Animal Kingdom, there is a new, I guess it's, I don't even know what you would call it, adventure, maybe? It's the Lion Guard Adventure, Return of the Roar. It's going to debut on February 7th. And it seems like it's like one of those search and find things like you have in Epcot with like the Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, okay.
It's going to allow the kids to search the park, and they're going to be looking for five main characters from the new Lion Guard movie, The Return of the Roar. And the characters are going to be represented as kid-sized statues. And basically what they're going to try to do with this is to try to encourage, you know, interest in protecting the animals and taking care of the animals and the, you know, nature and making sure that, you know, I guess keeping things green. So once the adventure is completed, each child's going to take a pledge to become an honorary member of the Lion Guard, and they're going to get a special button.
Oh.
It sounds cute. It sounds like something that'll keep the kids occupied for an hour in Animal Kingdom.
Definitely.
Cool.
Now,
I like those.
And
things.
Run their parents all over the park.
Exactly. The parents, the parents are going to be like, wait, where's the margarita lion?
Right.
Now, that'd be you looking for the margarita lion.
Wait, I'll tell them where to find that.
Is this lion named Pino? Pino Roar. Is that a new? Is
you know,
that a new,
that's a new wine. Yes,
that's a lion wine.
I would like to point out Lauren is taking a drink right now.
I did. Yes. I took a sip of wine. I want to sing Hashawania.
Is that what that says? I have figured that out.
I have no idea. It's just a guess.
You did a good job.
Hashawinga. I don't think it's that's not it. Whatever that is, it's a different movie.
It's Swahili with a Jersey accent.
Not it.
Oh gosh.
I'm really tired.
Wow.
Funny.
Okay. So anyway. Next story, Sharpie, take it away.
So we're going to hop coasts. We are going to head out to Disneyland, and they have released the artist rendering of what the new Rivers of America will look like. Major, major change because they're kind of reshifting things to make room for the new Star Wars theme land. So they've had to kind of reroute the Disneyland Railroad. They've had a little bit of rerouting on the Rivers of America. And it's interesting enough, if you'll remember, that Rivers of America is where Fantasmic takes place at Disneyland Park. So some changes in that neck of the woods. But it's looking really cool. A lot more scenic, more of a kind of a scenic vista than what is currently there. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, there are a couple different boats that sail the Rivers of America at Disneyland Park. Especially you know that you'll see a couple different ones, especially as part of Fantasmic. I love the different scenes that are in Fantasmic at Disneyland that are not at the one at Walt Disney World at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Two same show premise, but two very different shows. But also, while they're revamping this area because they're rerouting the track for the Disneyland Railroad, they're doing some in-station, inside the train stations at Disneyland, they're displaying the trains and the steam engines, and they'll have some cast members out there and some of the engineers to talk about the trains, talk about the history of trains with Walt Disney. So that way you can kind of get a hands-on and look and feel for what the Disneyland Railroad is. And the same thing that they're also doing with the two different boats, they'll be scheduling those throughout the new year. But yeah, so some limited time attractions while they're doing this revamp. But the new waterfront looks really exciting. The train will go over a trestle that kind of crosses over the water and waterfalls, and pretty cool. Disneyland hasn't seen much of a landscape change in quite a number of years. But they're also consequently rerouting part of the Jungle Cruise for this as well. So a lot of changes with landscaping at Disneyland. I look forward to going back at sometime in the near future, hopefully not too far off. But lots of changes taking place over on the West Coast.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, the artist rendering looks really cool. So you can see the train going over the trestles, little wooden bridges, and all the waterfalls. And then so Star Wars is right behind that somehow, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they'll have to kind of block that off.
Well, Star Wars is kind of adjacent to the back end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way they've had to reposition, because it's taking up part of Tomorrowland there as well. From the land plats that I've seen that outline the area where Star Wars Land will be. But yeah, so big changes coming to Disneyland for a park that has not seen too many big changes in recent years.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Gonna have to make our way back out there again when that opens.
I know.
All right, Chris Wood, we are going with the review of the Skipper Canteen.
Okay, so yesterday I finally got to eat at Skipper Canteen, and I was completely excited about going there. We got there right at 11 o'clock when it had just opened, and they had maybe two other tables seated, so they were able to put us, there were, I think there were six of us, so they were able to give us a nice seat in the back. There's basically, and we talked about this a little bit before, there's basically one large room, and that doesn't have as much charm, although it's got a ton of theming, and then there are two smaller rooms. The first, both of them are wood paneled, and they're very pretty, and there's tons of theming, and we sat in the way back. Maybe that was intentional, but they put us way back in the corner, which was like a perfect table. Nice, cushy chairs, a little more higher end. It really does remind me a tiny bit of like a less formal Carthay Circle as far as like in-depth theming and kind of, you know, all the wood and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you're seated and your skipper tells you the history behind the restaurant and he tells you about the menu. And that's important because the menu is completely different than anything else on Disney property. That's good and bad. So basically there's about eight entrees. There are about six appetizers. There are specialty drinks. We were told that if guests ask about alcoholic beverages, they will go ahead and, they're supposed to let their supervisor know because more than likely there will be alcoholic beverages at some point. And it kind of is almost set up that way because right now they have a lot of mixed drinks that are kind of like the ones they have at Jock Lindsay's up in Disney Springs, but they aren't, they're not alcoholic. So expect that. The other thing they told us actually was that they're going to go ahead and have dining reservations in the next couple of months are going to roll out.
Shocking.
I know, but that it's not going to be a complete they won't release all of them to dining reservations because they want people – the way he put it, they want to be able to have overflow dining for the Magic Kingdom because so many people can't get a sit-down reservation.
So maybe they'll be releasing half of them to ADRs.
Half would be perfect.
That's a good thing, and I actually think it was a little bit genius of them to do it this way at first because when something new opens, people always rush to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably a really good way to do it.
Well, it is smart. The other thing he said is they wanted the kitchen to have time to catch up. And so everything we ordered was it was well cooked. The presentation was good. All of the food was very attractive. The biggest issue with this menu is it's incredibly different. So if you think about things that you might find, just think jungle and then think, okay, South America, Africa, Asia. These foods that you're going to get are kind of influenced by, you know, these kind of flavors. So, you know, you have, you know, steamed pork and shrimp buns that are on the menu, but they're super spicy. You know, so you really might – go ahead, Steve.
That sounds good.
It was really good. That's –
That's an appetizer?
Yeah, that's an appetizer. They had these arepas, which are basically like they're almost like hard little – like not hard, but they're dense little biscuits. And they're you know, they could be Puerto Rican. They have them in Puerto Rico. They have them in South America. And they were my favorite. They had like a spicy beef and they had beans and they had – they had plantains, which I know
I like Steve. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were the best plantains I'd ever had because they were – I asked how they were cooked, and the waiter said they were smashed, and then they were fried, and then they were smashed, and they were fried again. So who doesn't like that? So those were excellent. One person – and we all tried each other's food, which was kind of nice because we all wanted to have you know, the experience of tasting as much as we could. So I ordered – I do this all the time, and I will always say, so what's your favorite thing on the menu? And 99% of the time, I won't order it. But this time, I wanted to go with what he suggested. So he suggested these boneless – they're basically spare ribs, or they're pork ribs. And they come with steamed rice and like a broccoli. And I was like, oh, how bad can that be? And it was terrible. It was just awful. And I will eat pretty much anything. And they were awful. So if you go in there thinking you're going to get ribs or even those Chinese like five spice ribs that you get in like a Chinese restaurant, they bear no resemblance to that. They were awful and they should be taken off the menu.
What do they taste like or what's wrong with them?
They're heavily seasoned and they're it's like a tamarind almost. It's awful. It was overwhelming, and I was there with Stacy Frost, who, if you're a Disney nerd, you know John Frost. He's the writer of the Disney blog, and her son was there, and that's going to be important because we're going to talk about the kids' menu. She and I ordered exactly the same thing the whole way through, and we both hated it. And she's an adventurous eater, too, so it's not like we were being like unnecessarily picky. One of the people had the noodle bowl. And that was really good. That was also very, very spicy. Lots of jalapenos in there. Mm. But it was good. And you could get that with shrimp or chicken. They might even come with beef, but it definitely came with shrimp or chicken. So that was good. And Mandy, who, you know, if you listen to the show, you know Mandy's our friend who's on the college program. She's a doll. I have decided that I'm always going to just order what Mandy orders because – many times I will taste Mandy's food. You know, we'll go back and forth with each other's entrees. And she always gets the best food. So she had the fish of the day, which was swordfish, and it was perfect. The presentation was nice. It was on a bed of vegetables. It was a really nice-looking piece of fish. So everyone was happy with their entrees, except, you know, the people who had the disappointing pork ribs. And we all liked – There were no complaints about the appetizers. All the appetizers were good. They also have like a falafel ball kind of thing. We didn't get that, but it did look good. The people at the table next to us got it. Now, Stacy's son, Indigo, he's like an adventurous eater. Like he'll eat anything. So he ordered, they have on the kids menu, they have a macaroni and cheese, but underneath they have a spiced beef, which is fine. Spiced beef, macaroni and cheese, those kind of go together, except this beef is spiced with nutmeg and cinnamon. So it's almost got, I know, Steve, I can see the face you just made. It's almost got like stuff.
That's awful.
It is awful.
I don't like.
And this kid was like, no. And apparently he will eat everything.
Nutmeg and cinnamon. That sounds like something I might sprinkle a little bit on some eggnog or something, and that's about it, like once a year.
Exactly. Do you know what it is? It's like a Moroccan almost kind of.
Yeah, I think African. Like,
Yeah. So,
but maybe not with macaroni and cheese. I don't know. It looked disgusting.
What was the mac and cheese? Just regular mac and cheese? Or did that have nutmeg and cinnamon on it?
Like a thick rigatoni was what it was.
Okay.
So it wasn't like your typical like mac and cheese that they give you in the quick service. Then we all had desserts. And Billy, a friend of ours, he had this like.
Billy was there again?
Yeah, Billy was there.
Oh, good gracious.
Yes. Well, he went to the wedding. As you, that was going on this weekend.
Okay.
So we had, he had like a lemon coconut cake, and that was very good. And then Mandy, of course, had the best thing. It was this lemon thing. And I had the chocolate. It was called Kungaloosh. And I thought, well, of course I have to get that. You know, they're, you know,
yeah,
kind
that's
of.
That's the old Adventurers Club drink or saying, right?
Yeah, right. It's how you say hi at the Adventurers Club. You didn't go there?
Well,
I just went in there when they first opened.
It's been so long, so it makes sense that would be like the signature thing to order.
Yeah, so I did order that, and it was just okay.
So what was it? Like a chocolate dessert of some kind?
Yeah, it's like a little cake with a little bit of chocolate and a scoop of ice cream and some caramelized bananas. You know, I wouldn't order it again.
What was the lemon thing that Mandy had that was really good?
She had like a little lemon sorbet with a little cake. And I mean, I think, like I said, I think the key is to always order what Mandy has. So, because every time she gets the better food. Anyway, so overall, this is what I would say. I would say if your kids are picky, but you really want to go there, of course, you know that you can go ahead and get chicken nuggets and fries brought in. You're fine with that. They'll do that for you.
So what does that mean? You order it and they'll order it off of another menu
Like any one of the restaurants, like even Ohana, for example, like my kids are not crazy about Ohana. We don't go there because I'm not paying, you know, $40 for them to eat there and eat nuggets. But like even at Ohana, they'll bring you nuggets and mac and cheese or whatever if you're a picky eater. So that covers you for the kids menu. Obviously, they're not going to do that for an adult. I honestly don't know what you would do. Because everything is so heavily seasoned and it's distinctive. It's not things that you're used to and it's not necessarily like a thing you're used to that you might like.
Okay.
So, but I thought it was good. I would go back and it was extremely relaxing. It was nice and quiet.
How would I fare over there?
You would hate it. And Mandy and I were both like halfway through the meal. We're like, we need to let Lisa know that this is the no-go. So,
all right. So, but if you're adventurous, you want something different, it's definitely a what?
I don't even think you have to be adventurous. You have to be willing to try some new things.
Okay.
So, it's a nice option, right? Because, I mean, you know, usually it's the same thing everywhere you go, at least at the regular restaurants, not at the signatures, but at the regular ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, this was a nice new thing to try. I liked it. I would go back.
How was service?
What's that?
Service. Was service good?
The service was awesome. We had a very nice server. So
I'm going to try it in a couple of weeks when I go.
Let me know what you think.
How was the price for what you got?
It was ridiculously expensive. Okay, first of all, they're not set up yet for Tables in Wonderland. So, of course, we didn't get our discount. Poor Mandy didn't get her cast member discount that she had been clutching onto for weeks now, needing to use. And it was, I think, my lunch, entree, tip, and dessert was $55, which to me is way too much to spend for lunch.
That was lunch?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive.
It is. So it's a little more expensive. I would put it like Well, I mean, I would price wise, I would compare it to Be Our Guest.
Now, is the lunch and the dinner menu the same in the same portion size and the same price?
Sure, yeah. All right, so the portions were big. I mean, you know, it was fine. You could go in there and get those awesome arepas, and then get Billy's lemon coconut thing, and you're fine. That's all you need. Oh, and they have bread. I didn't like it. The bread was a round.
How could you not like bread?
Because it doesn't taste like bread. It tastes almost like a dessert, and then they serve it with honey.
Mm.
So, you know.
Now, when I saw that they were going to do the Skipper Canteen, the first thing I thought of was Sharpie puns, animated masks that talk to.
We did get some Sharpie puns.
Is there any? Yeah, so what kind of, is there like slight interaction with the servers?
Yeah, no, there is. I mean, it's not like when you go to like 50s Prime Time or Whispering Canyon Cafe, but there are jokes and you know, just the typical Jungle Cruise skipper kind of humor, but not a ton of it.
But it's not part of the dining experience, like a Whispering Canyon where they're gonna harass you and you know bring you 10 ketchups or interact.
No, not at all. Okay. Not like that. I think Mandy, when she went there, she had a lot more interaction the first time she went there, but we didn't have that much of that. But we did have a very good server.
Okay.
Were you in the sea room?
I was in the one with the in the way back with the stained glass, if that helps. With the little what are they called? Tiffany style lamps. They're like birds. Those are cute.
Okay.
I would say, you know what would make this restaurant a lot better? Mm. I hate to say it.
Our company?
Yes. Also, that would help. But to add, I hate to say it, to add a hamburger. Just a maybe like a, sort of a different kind of hamburger that people who maybe want to go experience it but don't want to eat that other
stuff.
Maybe
like a kangaroo burger. What do they have? What do they have in Africa?
Emu. An emu burger.
Oh, you could do an emu. You could
fantastic.
Do like a little emu
ostrich.
Burger.
No, wait. They have those in Australia, not in... Do they have those? I don't know.
I'm sure. Well, they're on the savannah and at Animal Kingdom.
There you go.
So
okay.
Ostrich
so it's
and
emu.
Emus. So.
Well, and that something like that would help because...
They could do
an
ostrich egg omelet.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that'd be big. It'd be like whole for the whole table.
Yeah. I mean,
it'd
you know,
excellent.
It's... That would really help, and also just have something on the menu that the kids are really going to like.
Well,
I mean,
that's what will happen. But I don't mind. I would like to, because you know you're going to go with somebody who just wants a burger, and the kids are going to want some chicken nuggets or whatever. But what usually happens is the entire menu changes to that.
That would
be
bad.
And that's what drives me nuts. Like
me too.
If you need to add a couple items because people are like, okay, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to eat, then that's great. But I'd love to see the menu stay unique. And not be the same sandwiches and burgers and fries or whatever that the majority of restaurants have.
Well, and that's how I feel too. I feel the same way. Like keep it unique because there's so little at Disney that kind of ventures, you know, off the beaten path. But at the same time, they have to put something on that menu that people who, I don't know that the steak would work because the steak is seasoned the same way. You know how you'll go to a restaurant and like a lot of the same seasonings show up in like every entree?
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, I think that people are going to be really disappointed. You could always order a steak, you know, just salt and pepper or whatever, but you know, then you're not having the experience.
Yeah,
that's
I want to have it the way that they, so I get it the way that
and
it
that's
is.
Why, and that's why I went with the thing that he recommended because I thought I want the entire experience.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that was and it wasn't even an attractive looking entree. So. Ugh. If you don't take anything out of this, skip that pork dish.
Okay. It sounds like everything else is worth
trying. Do you think international visitors would really appreciate the menu?
Yes, I actually do. I think so. And I think, you know, I mean, yeah, no, I think you're right. And I think like, you know, like you say, Jessie is adventurous. I think she would like it.
Because yeah, I mean, they have like chicken and steak on the menu, but they all have different, very different seasonings.
Yes,
and I noticed that they even have like a I think it's a grilled lamb chop on the menu, and it has like a North African kind of seasoning to it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I like Boma. over at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah. Well, and Boma is very tame compared to this. Like, you go to Boma, and there's really something for everyone in Boma, pretty much.
Yeah.
Not so much here.
Okay.
So
I'm really in trouble.
No, you are.
Wow.
But you know what? And even the salad has, like, so much stuff on it that, and it was a beautiful salad, but, you know, I don't know. Well, you should just go there. You should go there and just try it out, because I think you would like that, the arepas in the beginning, because you like Mexican food. I think you would like that. Those. And to be honest, it was almost like, it was almost as big enough to be an entree. So if I hadn't had to share it with Mandy, I would have, you know, been good.
You menu share, you serving shares.
You know what? Billy was all the way at the end of the other end of the table and his dessert arrived. And I just said, I didn't hardly even ask. I just grabbed a spoon and I walked over and I was like, hey, this spoon is clean. Do you mind? Because I had to try it. I didn't want any of a salad, though, I have to be honest. So.
Just didn't appeal to you, huh?
No. Well, it was a salad. Who wants a salad?
So you decided to leave it alone?
Stop it. You should go there.
That's horrible.
I know. He did some really lame jokes that were the same ones you heard at the Jungle Cruise. I am not, like, I'm one of those people that Jungle Cruise is completely lost on me. When people want to go on it, I'm like, oh, kill me. But, you know, I'm sure it has its charm for some people like you, Sharpie.
I love it.
I know.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and grab the show. I am going to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. Don't forget, if you appreciate the advice of our mouse chatters, Lauren, Chris, and Sharpie, please contact them. They would love to book a trip for you. We get a lot of requests for tips, individual personalized tips. But, you know, let them book it. Don't just ask for the advice. Let them book it. Throw them a bone. Go ahead, Sharpie, say it.
Throw us a freaking bone here.
All right. Right on cue.
Oh, boy.
If you enjoy the shows, you can download those at mousechat.net and also at iTunes. If you have comments or questions, please send them to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.